not what they said, Lauren.
Good grief. It says, if you need to get somebody's attention right away, how about the phrase, excuse me, if you need to enter the conversation? It says, when you have any doubt about doing something, ask permission first. It'll save you from many hours of grief later. That's true. Just, if you're not sure, just ask if it's something that you should, ask permission if you should do it. Number six, as a kid, the world is not interested in what you dislike. Keep your negative opinions to yourself, you're a kid, or keep it between you and your friends. Don't lay it on adults, what you don't like. Number seven, don't comment on other people's physical characteristics unless, of course, it is to compliment them.
Uh-oh.
I go back.
I've learned that one.
Well, I go back
to, do that.
I go back to my brother at the age of about seven when the neighbors, new neighbors moved in next door, and unfortunately the little girl next door had, well, her teeth look like a picket fence hit by a hurricane.
Oh.
I mean, her teeth were just horrible. My brother, they're out in the yard, and they just moved in. You know, the van, and they're emptying boxes, so we're out there playing. You know, that's a big deal when a neighbor, somebody moves in the neighborhood. These are all little bitty houses. Our rent was $50 a month. Little nothing little houses. And we're out there, and... my brother's out there, and the kids are going, hey, what's your name? My name's so, you know, how kids do. And her, she had a nickname, you know, Sissy. She says, I'm Sissy. And he just looked at her and he said, what happened to your teeth?
Oh, man.
And I'm sure devastated. Oh. I mean, you're a kid.
How old was he?
He's 32.
Oh.
No, he was, I guess he was seven or something.
No, you don't say it to the person's sick face. You
no
say it when they're gone.
No,
to
but
somebody
kids
else
happen to her teeth. Kids like that will do that, though. They'll walk up to somebody. And,
yeah, I could never
why are
do
they
that
so big?
Yeah.
It says, when you're a kid and somebody asks how you are, and this is rare, hey, little man, how are you? You say, I'm fine, and how are you? Ask them how they are. What kid does that?
No, they don't.
None.
No.
Might not be a bad idea. Says, when you've spent time at your friend's house, remember to thank his or her parents for having you over and for the good time you had. Wow, what a great basic rule that is. Thank you, Mrs. Cleaver. You know, I had a wonderful time here. Thank you so much for having me over and letting me spend the night with whatever. And of course, I go back to the night I spent with my neighbor, Dana. My next.
Oh, you haven't told that story in a while.
Did he thank your parents for after the night that he enjoyed
well,
in your room?
I was in his house.
Oh, that's right. You were.
So
at his
I
house
would have had to thank his.
You parents thanked his parents.
I don't remember.
Did you thank his mom for buying those nice silk sheets?
I don't. Yeah. You know, I don't remember. And for anybody who doesn't know the story, I'm 7 years old. I'm in Tennessee, in the sticks of Tennessee. Nobody had air conditioning. I don't even know if we knew that was invented yet. So it's a hot, hot summer night. Everybody has a window fan. My neighbor...
Those summer nights.
Those summer nights. My neighbor, Dana, is a year older. He's eight.
Older man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And so he asks his mom and dad if it's okay to have me over. And they ask my parents, is it okay if he comes over and spends a night with Dana? The first time I'd ever... been away from
sleep,
even though it was right next door.
A slumber party,
and so you know, we play Big Rock Candy Mountain on
oh,
the
sure
record
who did
player.
Oh, didn't everybody do that back then?
I remember I took my little portable record player over with me.
Yeah,
and I plugged it in and I put Big Rock Candy Mountain on, and so we listened to that over and over and over. And then, you know, just like on the old TV shows, you know, Ozzie and Harriet, Dana's mom, Mrs.
Big Rock Candy Mountain me.
She comes in, and Marge was her name. She came in and she says, "All right, boys. It's time to go to bed now. Let's
lights
start
out
getting ready. Lights out." And okay, you know, we do. And of course, you don't really go right to bed. You whisper and you talk.
Yeah.
And she had to come in a couple of times. Ah, come
play
on
Big
now
Rock Candy Mountain at a nice soft
come
level.
Come on, yeah. I mean it now. Time to go to bed. So, Dana. True story. This is as true. I'm not embellishing.
Well, why would you make the story up?
Yeah.
I know the story.
Why would you? he were lying in his bed, because kids, when they sleep over, they, little kids, they sleep together. And he says, what? You want to, he says, you want to know what feels real good? And I said, what?
I sure do. What do you got for me?
Roll over.
Hey, he's 8. I'm 7.
Oh.
He says, you want to know what feels real good? Now, we wore, and all little boys wore, tidy whities. You wore
Doesn't that feel good, Frank?
Here, let me do it for you.
I heard I was supposed to do it, though.
All little boys, there was no option. Tidy whities. That's it.
Oh, sure.
The only man, boy underwear there was. He says, you want to know what feels real good? Now, I said, what? Like, what else would you say? He said, you know when you turn your pillow over and it's cool?
Oh,
and
yeah.
He said, if you pull your underwear down, and he says, it feels real cool.
That's how it starts.
So we both pulled our underwear down, and he was right. It was it felt really cool.
All the way off?
In the summer. I don't remember.
Take your pants.
He had a deep voice for an 8-year-old. You know, I don't remember if we took them off or just had them down around our ankles.
Well, I don't know which is worse.
I don't either. But I remember lying there thinking, yeah.
It does feel pretty cool.
And then
cool.
After I went back home in my own bed, for after that on summer nights, I'd pull my underwear.
Oh, sure.
Because it felt
yeah.
a lot cooler. So, I had Dana to thank.
You ever
for
tell
that.
Your parents about that?
I don't know.
Details about I guess you wouldn't at that age. I don't know
I don't
if you would
you
know
would.
Anything.
I don't
wrong.
Think you'd go home and go, hey, Mommy, Daddy, you know what Dana told me?
You want to know what's really cool?
Yeah.
Watch this.
Have you tried this?
You guys ought to try pulling your underwear off on a hot night. It feels really good. Boy. I will never forget that, mainly because these people won't let me forget it.
I love that. I've heard that story 10 times, and I love it.
It's better every time.
Okay, you spend time at your friend's house. You thank the parents for having you over. Manner number 10, always knock on closed doors before you enter. Now, I will tell you, I never had that trauma of walking in on my parents. I don't think my parents did it. But I think a lot of people don't think their parents did it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You relate to that?
Yes.
Because after you're about 10 or 12, you figure that's they don't do that anymore.
Right.
Yeah. They're 40.
Well, you know what though?
Or 35.
By the time they
don't do that.
By the time they are 10 or 12, their parents probably don't do it anymore.
Well, you've got a point. You actually have a good point. So it says knock on the door before you enter. I also never had that, and I can't imagine anything more embarrassing.
Hello.
I can't imagine anything more embarrassing than your mom or dad if you're a boy. Walking in when, you know, you're having pleasure.
What are you doing?
Oh, man.
Well, that's that great
joke. How would
joke.
You ever, yeah. you'd be, how would you ever get
the
over that?
Joke?
That's the great joke. Where the what's the last thing you want to hear when your dad catches you? Scoot over.
Yeah, that would be the last thing I'd want to hear. Manners number 12 for kids. Be appreciative and say thank you for any gift you receive. In the age of email, a handwritten note has a powerful effect. I don't think any kids write handwritten notes. They should. Hey, and it's graduation time, kiddos. Do a handwritten note. It's much more powerful than an email.
Well, that's a story I saw today that they're thinking about making it like an art class, handwriting in school, where you don't necessarily
cursive.
Have to take it. Yeah, yeah. Cursive handwriting.
You're saying it's almost useless.
If you're a kid, it says don't use foul language in front of adults. Adults already know those words. They find them boring and unpleasant. You're not impressing anybody. Don't call people mean names. I'm not sure I know what mean names are, but I think we know what that means.
Duty head.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one. That's the first one I thought of. Do not make fun of anyone for any reason. Teasing shows others you are weak, and ganging up on someone else is cruel. These are good rules. Number 16, even if a play or an assembly is boring, sit there quietly and pretend you're interested. The performers and presenters are doing their best. I got to tell you, that's a good one. That really
that's
is.
It's tough
a good
to
one.
Do, though. It is
well,
a good one.
But if you're brought up going to church, you get good training in that.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't be more bored than sitting in that pew. And I got an idea. If you want people to like being in church, get rid of those wooden pews. Get something comfortable.
Yeah,
man,
padding.
Those things are horrible. Let's see. Be compassionate. If you bump into somebody, immediately say, excuse me. Don't wait for them. You take the fall. Excuse me. My fault. Cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. Do not pick your nose in public. Okay?
Oh.
As you walk through a door, look to see if you, while you have it open, can hold it open for someone else. These are good, simple, common sense rules. If you come across a parent, a teacher, a neighbor working on something, ask if you can help. If they say yeah, you might learn something. When an adult asks you for a favor, do it and don't grumble. Smile when you do it. When somebody helps you, say thank you, and they will likely then help you again. Especially true with teachers. Use eating utensils properly. If you're unsure how to do so, ask your parents to teach you or watch what adults do. Well, I have to tell you, I don't think a lot of parents know what you... have you ever been in a really nice restaurant and you look down and you go, what the heck is that? I don't even know what that thing is. What am I supposed to do with that? So you wait and you watch other people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I saw.
Thinking they know what they're doing.
I saw on the internet the other day. They said they were talking about Asians, and they eat a lot of rice, and they go...
They do? I didn't know that.
Yes, they do. It's a big staple in their diet.
I never heard that.
But of all the utensils they decided to use to eat rice, they chose two sticks.
Yeah.
It just kind of makes you think. Wouldn't you think you would come up with a better...
I don't get that.
Spoon.
I don't get... And I don't get people who think if they go to a Chinese restaurant, they're impressing anybody by using chopsticks.
Yeah.
Okay, you can use chopsticks. Big deal. Get me a fork. That's
usually,
the first thing I say when
I usually
I go
stab the stuff with my chopsticks.
I ask just for a fork. Immediately,
yeah.
I ask for a fork. And then it says, don't reach for things at the table. Ask to have them passed. Well, there you go, kids. Still, some things never change. Make a good impression, you never know. Could lead to a job or something.
Go to Facebook.com, search the Big 550, load our page, then click like.
Who says politics is boring?
A tip for better living from KTRS. KTRS and the U.S. Marines are playing Santa for the 2011 Big 550 Nestle Purina Toy Drive. Light up the life of a needy child by dropping off your new unwrapped toys for tots donation at one of our drop boxes in the area, including the one at Hannah's Better Beds in the Four Seasons Shopping Center in Chesterfield. There's also one here at KTRS in the Westport Plaza. The Big 550 KTRS Nestle Purina Toy Drive is brought to you by Plaza Frontenac, Heidi's Sewing Machine, American Equity Mortgage, St. Louis Closet Company, Webster Dental Care, Hannah's Better Beds, the Department of Neurosurgery at St. Louis University, and the Big 550 KTRS. For all drop-off locations, go to KTRS.com.
While writing this script, I had to ask myself why people choose Bob Brocklin Buick GMC over another dealer. Then it hit me. My wife bought a car from Brocklin around this time last year. She was pretty frustrated after being treated like a number by a dealer whom I won't name in St. Louis. On her way home, she stopped in at Brocklin. Literally, within an hour, she was driving home in a new Buick Enclave. She called me from the road and told me it was the best buying experience she ever had. She wasn't asked where her husband was. She didn't have to wait while the salesperson played the "let me ask my manager" game. No, she was treated with respect, and she dealt directly with the manager. Even the owner helped out. It made her feel like an important customer. Price? She got a better one than she would have at the big St. Louis dealer, and Brocklin had the exact vehicle that she wanted on the lot. Look, I'll get right to the point. If you value a good buying experience, and you want a large selection of new and pre-owned, then you'd be crazy not to give Bob Brocklin Buick GMC a shot. Bob Brocklin Buick GMC, just off I-255 in Cahokia. Call, stop in, or visit online at Brocklin.com.
When you're on the retirement highway, do you worry if you have enough gas in the tank to finish the trip?
Mark Allen, the host of Retirement Income Answers, Sundays at 9 a.m. on KTRS.
You know, retirement's a long way to go without a paycheck. And regardless of your current savings, many worry about running out of gas on the retirement highway. And nobody wants to run out of gas. At Income Planners of America, we help people retire comfortably with financial security. And we've been doing that for over 25 years. We've helped a lot of families, and we can help you too. If you're tired of the volatile market fluctuations and are looking to create and protect a dependable retirement income, conservative solutions do exist. Give me a call and set up your initial consultation. There's no cost. I'll come to your home or office, and I'll show you how to enjoy a financially secure retirement. Don't wait until it's too late. 314-454-9700. 314-454-9700. Visit the website, IncomePlannersOfAmerica.com. Make sure you have enough gas in your tank for your retirement journey.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell at the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Tell me if this describes you. You're a man who's worked hard all your life. You have a nice house, a savings, a good retirement. But there's just one problem. Your wife has told you she wants out. She says she wants a divorce. Suddenly everything you've worked so hard for is on the table. Your house, your retirement, your savings. You are facing one of the most pivotal, critical moments in your life. You need a partner you can count on. Consider trusting the law firm Cordell & Cordell. Remember, we exist to serve guys like you at times like these.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men protect their financial interests, particularly in the face of complex asset division. Offices in St. Louis, St. Charles, Jefferson County, Edwardsville, Belleville, and in Clayton by appointment only. Call 314-725-0000, 725-ALL-ZEROS, or visit online at CordellCordell.com. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Summer's over. It's definitely a lot cooler. The kids are back in school, and the holidays are just around the corner. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. Don't let another holiday go by wishing you would have replaced your outdated flooring, especially if you are going to have company for the holidays. For more than 70 years, Midwest Floor has been a leader in bringing the finest floor coverings to the St. Louis area. Whether you're looking for carpet, tile, laminate, or hardwood floors, you'll find it all at Midwest Floor. You'll also find the most knowledgeable sales staff and expert union craftsmen to install your floor. And don't forget, we're experts at sanding and refinishing your existing hardwood floor to make it look the way it did the day it was installed. So drop by one of our showrooms and let our flooring specialists help make your holiday floors beautiful. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or visit us online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Shop Lowe's for incredible Black Friday savings. Get a head start on Lowe's.com Thanksgiving Day. Or shop on Friday starting at 5 a.m. Lowe's, never stop improving.
Now, back to the best of the large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
We might as well jump right into Bert's segment because I know Dan has something other than what you just said.
No, I have more.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what I said. I said, other than what you just said, which the answer would be yes. But no, you said, no, I have more.
Yeah, that's right.
Let me back up and just repeat what happened just now. You said, I said something other than what you just said. You said, no, I have more.
Mm-hmm.
Which made no sense because that's nothing. Forget it. What do you have?
Yeah. Okay.
What do you have? Yeah.
I don't have anything more. No, I'm just kidding. No, we went to Six Flags Saturday night. It was it's Fright Fest at Six Flags. First of all,
I've been there before when the kids were little.
Yeah, and we get a season pass.
Is it still good? Because it used to really be good.
It's basically about the same. It's pretty good. I mean, there's like monsters walking around.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. I know.
That's different.
Oh, yeah.
That's different for Halloween.
But the park was packed. I mean, it was as crowded as I have ever seen it because it was like Disney World. You'd have to wait 45 minutes to an hour for each ride to get on.
No, not me.
It was crazy. But we got on Terror Train. Terror Train's one of the big things because now they charge for the Haunted Hayride. They never used to charge for that. Now that's $7 and you go through a haunted house and they charge extra for that.
I love you. You pay money to get in a place.
You got to pay to go to the haunted house. What the heck is that about?
And the haunted house and the haunted hayride, which I don't get at all.
I never understood.
So what does that cost per child? Like $300?
No, it's $7 to get on the haunted hayride and $7 for the
haunted house.
For the haunted house.
Yeah, then you wait an hour for.
Oh yeah. But now they have Terror Train, which is the train, you know, that goes around the park. And then what they do is they stop in the middle, and they have this town set up, and they
get out. You get out and they cut your head off.
Yeah, they have this big. They have this big shootout, and things blow up and stuff. It's kind of cool.
Is it a real shootout with real bullets? They actually kill people?
I think so. Because
that's worth $7.
They go through a lot of. That's not $7. That's free. Terror Train is free.
Okay.
So, we're waiting in line for Terror Train. So I let Alyssa and her friend go ride some other rides while I'm in line because I don't want to ride any more rides, and I'm finished for the night, so I'm just sitting there. And it takes about 20 minutes for each time for this train to go through. So you're talking an hour and a half waiting in line.
Oh, man. I cannot stand.
Were you there? I mean, the whole time? Or yes. Did you just drop? You stayed?
I was there. I was there in line.
Why? And well, it's not for you.
He likes the rides.
No, I like the rides.
Somebody's got to stand in line.
But yeah, somebody's got to stand in line, so okay. I let them go ride some rides, so I'm standing in line.
What a good dad.
Yeah.
And you get inside.
I mean, what an idiot.
Yeah. Basically,
make
that's
the kids
what I,
stand there.
That's what I felt
you
like.
You go in there and have a slice of pizza or something.
Yeah.
So the line is all outside this little train station. Everybody that gets inside the train station gets on the next train that comes up. So I finally get in there. Alyssa and her friend come by, and they're waiting with me. So the train comes up, and everybody's clapping and cheering because it's our turn. The park closes at 11 o'clock, and this is about 10:15. Everybody's clapping and cheering, and this guy yells, and he says, "All right, we have to take the train and refuel it. This will take 15 to 30 minutes. We're like, what?
And you thought you were just getting on this train.
Are you kidding me? Some lady went ballistic. She goes, "Oh, no. Oh, no." And she grabs
that
her kids.
That lady sounds like a professional wrestler.
I know. She grabs her kids and starts running through the
people.
That was her.
Oh, my goodness.
That was
she
her.
Said, "Oh, no," not, "Oh, yeah."
So the train finally comes back. And they said everyone will get to ride, and it did take 25 to 30 minutes for the train to get back after it was refueled. So we get on the train, and it's going really, really slow. I mean, you could walk as fast as the train's going. And we're just cruising around the park, and Alyssa's sitting on the end, my daughter, and then her friend's sitting next to her, and I'm in the middle. And Alyssa sets her phone on her lap, and all of a sudden I hear it go, "Koom, boo, choo."
Oh, no.
And it falls off the train.
Oh, no.
And she goes, "My
phone!" Do that sound again of the phone falling.
Koom, boom, tch.
Hey, you know what? You can have that that guy from Police Academy.
That sounds just like the one here.
Oh, Michael Winslow.
Do it again.
You're better than Michael Winslow.
Koom, boom, tch.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
That's like... like an exact copy of it.
So her phone falls off the train, and she goes, "My phone!" And she looks down, she goes, "I can see it!" And immediately jumps off the train.
While it's moving.
She jumps off the train and runs back to get her phone, and these guys are in the caboose yelling, "What are you doing? Hey!" These people that work there. And she runs back, and I grab her to pull her onto the train. So we get her onto the train. So then she slopes down in the seat, and she doesn't want to see any. So she
did she get the phone?
Yeah, she got the phone. So after all that crap, we are riding along, and then we pick up some speed. And
you mean like amphetamines?
Yes. Yeah. Oh,
where did you pick that up? A drug store? Like a dealer?
We stopped right behind the Evel Knievel ride.
And you can't ride the Terror Train without it.
No, you can't.
Picked up some speed, nothing else, no coke, no heroin, just some speed?
No, just some speed. So we pick up a little speed to go up this little hill. It's not a very big hill. All of a sudden the train stops and then starts going backwards. And every time it starts going backwards, it goes on over the speakers, it goes 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50. Train is going backwards. 50, 50, 50.
I think that's the number of people who are going to die.
I have no idea what that was about.
That's pretty terrifying.
It's an electronic sensor. It tells how many people are going to die if it keeps going backwards. 50.
This is the Terror Train, though.
Yes.
You realize this, right?
This is the Terror Train.
It's kind of terrifying. So.
Then we start going up the hill again, and it goes... starts coming backwards again.
Now do the sound of it going backwards. No, that was different.
Like that?
Well, those are the same sounds. Go ahead.
So it goes forward again and comes backward. forward, backwards. And each time it goes backwards, it goes 50, 50, 50.
We're
like, what is going on?
Only you.
Finally, it just starts going backwards, and we pick up speed going backwards.
Whoa. Man, and it's
and the entire
pretty cool.
Time, the entire time we're going backwards.
Here's what you don't hear. 50, 75, 85, 95. Going back, you don't want to hear that.
The entire time we're going backwards, the speakers are going 50, 50, 50, 50, really loud, and it just keeps going backward, and we're going faster and faster and faster. And we finally pull into this, like, tunnel that we went through, and it stops. And then everybody's sitting there wondering, what in the heck is going on?
I think that's the beheading tunnel.
Yeah,
it was. I think it was.
Decapitation tunnel.
And this guy gets on the loudspeaker, and you can't understand it. It's like a drive-thru.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are we're sorry that we cannot get the train up the hill. This will be the end of the ride.
By this time, he says, but we want everyone to stay in their seats because we have to wait for a supervisor to come by to figure out what we're going to do because we're like in the middle of nowhere in the park.
Right.
Oh, boy.
So we sat on this train for like a half an hour.
This really is the terror train.
Man, that's pretty good.
Good name.
We sat on the stupid train for like a half hour. Then they finally... A supervisor came by, and then the security comes by, and they're getting everybody off. And they kept asking.
No, wait a minute. They're getting everybody off.
They're getting Noelle, yeah. Mean,
this sounds pretty good.
Well, they wanted to do something nice for us.
Okay.
So. This is where you do a pratfall when you're getting out of the caboose, and you get a lot of money out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God! I'm my lawyer. My
they neck. Kept walking up to people. Are you doing okay? You doing okay?
Oh, sure.
You did say your neck hurts, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I said, from going backwards, I said, no, but I have a phobia now about the number 50.
Yeah, no 50, kidding. 50, you'll hear it in your 50. Sleep.
Yeah.
And, anybody ever explain what that was?
No.
It's
no, they didn't
code.
Know. No one knew what the heck that was. Everyone gets off the train, and we're back behind the park, and they take us, wind us through, and we end up behind the Evel Knievel and Log Flume ride, and then we come out into the park. By this time, the park's closed for a half an hour. We're like the only ones in there.
So you didn't have any traffic?
No. Oh,
Dan,
yeah.
Dan is the only guy that I know who will have, like, an evening from hell, and toward the end of the story, he's laughing.
We were the only ones
laughing. And he was probably laughing and standing in the park going, hey, it's closed. Hey, look, the train's going back.
Nobody's here. All the rides are shut down.
Well, we get screwed.
The train went backwards.
That's the great thing about being Dan. You know?
They should have.
Laugh it off.
You should have got a reward of like Wally World where the whole park is yours then. They turn everything back on.
Yeah, they should have.
Yeah. That would have been fun.
They didn't offer one thing.
Or
not
free
even
tickets
apology.
To everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Nothing. That was it.
That was a good story.
And then we had to leave.
A lot of good sound effects.
Loaded with sound effects.
Man, that phone, when that phone went off, it's like, oh, no.
I like the part where they got everybody off.
Yeah, that was a good time. That was a good time.
You have more?
No, that was...
Our show was almost over.
Yeah.
J.C. Corcoran and Trish Gazelle.
Maybe scientists could figure out some way to make buildings safer and not collapse during earthquakes and everything by looking at trees.
Weekdays at noon.
Hey, all you people are always saying that you're talking to God. Next time you're talking to God, ask him a little bit about the trees.
On the Big 550.
And could you pass along that technology to us, by the way?
I will do that tonight.
You
yes.
do that?
Yeah.
All right. Is that going to require money?
KTRS. Get in the zone!
Regular oil changes are the best way to help your engine last. And doing them yourself is the best way to help your money last. Now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter on sale at $19.99 and just $12.99 after $7 mail-in rebate. See store for restrictions and details. Keep your car running longer with the trusted advice from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction, and I want to thank everyone that has supported us over the last 10 years. With your help, we have grown to become a nationally ranked exterior remodeling company. We currently hold 3 Angie's List Super Service Awards for roofing, siding, and windows. Qualified Remodeler ranks Lane House in the top 500 nationwide at 327, up from 414 last year. For roofing, siding, windows, or gutters, call Lane House Construction, 314-845-2166 or lanehouseconstruction.com.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope. There's Brenda and her dog, Devo.
People talk about choosing pets, and Devo chose me.
Lori and her cat, Arthur.
We know that we're taking care of them. The irony is that once they become part of your family, they take care of you.
Making a real difference for life with people and pets. That's what inspired Purina One Brand Pet Foods to help create the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman, KTRS legal analyst and Wednesday's Carousel of Co-Hosts co-host on the Showgram with JC and Trish, asking you to join me Saturdays at 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS for my own show, Night Court, where we discuss today's hottest legal topics in a totally different way. That's Night Court, Saturdays at 5 on the Big 550 KTRS. Night Court, because you can't really make fun of the legal system until you understand it.
Now, back to the best of the large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Janet Reno, was she ever married?
I don't think
so. Was she married? Ooh, let me think she's a virgin, maybe?
Oh.
Janet Reno? I bet she might be.
She could be.
She could be the type he encounters in that next life. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Janet Wood Reno.
That's her name.
Wood.
I don't know why that's funny. Let me see.
That's what is her.
Is it Wood, W-O-O-D?
Yes.
It's a weird middle name.
No mention of any.
Any husbands?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay, well, she could be. Man. There's nothing wrong with that. Not everybody can have sex.
Yes, right.
Take it from me. Friday night, we left here and we went somewhere, and I won't say where.
Oh, it was Thursday.
Was it Thursday night?
Yeah.
Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday
night. That's right. Let me start by saying I never go anywhere. I don't go out. I don't mingle with people. I don't hang out with friends. I have no friends, basically. But Tina and Dan talked me into going somewhere Thursday night, and this somewhere was a place where the Well Hungarians were performing. Now, we have mentioned them before, and I've said this may be the greatest name for a group that I've ever heard, but I had never heard them. Now I've heard them. They are fantastic. These guys, and there are five of them, there's a fiddle player, a bass player, a drummer, a lead guitar player, and another singer-guitar player. Johnny Todd, Ethan Bob, and Scotty are the Well Hungarians. And not only are they, and the reason I say this, if you ever see that the Well Hungarians are playing anywhere, your first question would be, well, what kind of music do they play? For the most part, it's country, kind of country rock. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the nicest guys, no attitude, just as nice as they could be. And I sat there 2 hours listening to it. Now, I don't sit anywhere 15 minutes usually to listen to a band in a lounge. So it's just not what I do. But I didn't want to leave. I mean, there were hints of the Eagles, of Crosby, Stills, Nash, of the Zac Brown Band. If you listened to them, you heard a little Alabama. They're just kind of a good representation of a lot of different great country rock bands. So the Well Hungarians, I'm so glad that I got to hear them, and if I'm anywhere and I see they're going to perform, I'll see them, I'll hear them again, I'm sure I will. And that's very unusual for me. I don't go see bands usually at all, but
and they're AM and the PM,
they're AM and the PM, which doesn't hurt. But it was a pleasure meeting you guys, all of you, in the Well Hungarians. Interesting to me, still not one single comment or email about our TV commercials. Now, normally, you know, you run TV commercials, and if they're any good, some people comment on them. You guys had any feedback at all from anybody? Any email?
No.
Nothing. No. Unbelievable. I don't know. For what it's worth, I just thought I'd mention it. Now, here's another weird thing. David Letterman likes to use the expression, if something's really bad, it blows. This place blows. And it's funny, blows and sucks mean the same thing. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
two completely opposite things, activities, but they mean the same thing. Something can blow or suck, and it means the same thing.
Well, right. Also cool and hot. That's cool. That's really hot.
That's a good point. That's a good. Thank you, Tina.
You're welcome.
For, now you're really getting rewarded.
Wow,
you're making a lot of points here today. Went to a fish fry Saturday night in somewhere outback Missouri country town, USA. I don't know where I was. It was some guy's country home, and it was all country people. I mean, real country people. People that one lady raised goats. She lived across the street and had a goat farm, and they had a bunch of dogs, like 8 dogs running around. And I'm going to tell you something about country people. I have stood, you know, holding a drink, listening to the fake chit-chat of country clubbers and upscale West County people, meaningless chatter, everybody trying to impress everybody else with what stocks they bought or cars they drive or trips they've taken or businesses they own. And then you get in a group of people like this who are just genuinely real people. And when I played country music, I got to meet a lot of these people. It was a great pleasure and departure to spend, you know, about 3 hours sitting in cheap lawn chairs in front of a guy's storage barn, meeting the neighbors, eating deer tenderloin and crappie and casseroles and homemade cake and sweetened iced tea. They're just different people. You know, it's just the complete other end of the spectrum from the people that you meet at some yacht club or, you know, where everybody's trying to outdo the other one. These people aren't interested in that. They're not interested in outdoing anybody. They're just genuinely all good friends. And every guy there was a hunter, fisherman. At least half of them chewed tobacco. Now, I'm not into the chewing tobacco thing, and I don't get it. And I don't particularly think it's a good idea. But I mean, half these guys, while they're standing around talking, they'd reach down and grab a big old chaw, stick it in there. Yeah, a lot of camo. But it was a good time, and I'm glad I got to go. There was an article over the weekend about the three biggest restaurant chains in the country, and one of these they consider a restaurant chain just because they serve drink and food, even though it's not a burger-type place. What do you think the three biggest, I guess in terms of sales and numbers of outlets, are in this country?
Subway, McDonald's.
Wow, you got two of the three.
Pizza Hut?
No. Starbucks. They consider Starbucks in that category.
I guess they have some kind of food there.
It's McDonald's number one, Subway number two, Starbucks. Burger King was like sixth or something in there.
Yeah, I've heard Subway's taking over. I mean, those things pop up everywhere.
Yeah, there are a lot of them. Now, this Chris Coleman trial that's going on. I can't believe that more talk about what to me was the most astonishing fact to come out of this trial, something I never knew. And to me, it's everybody should be talking about it. This guy, Chris Coleman, who's accused of strangling his wife and kids, guy's half octopus. Did you hear? This guy has four arms because they said he had scratches on his forearms. You hear
Whoa.
That? Did you hear that?
On his forearms?
Yes.
Wow.
On his forearms. Why don't they make a bigger... If I were the prosecutor, I'd go, hey, Of course he strangled him. He's got four arms.
Yeah.
I don't know why nobody else picked up on that.
Bet he's good at tennis and ping pong and stuff like that.
And then the tornadoes down south. Another interesting thing that jumped out at me. I'm watching a TV report, and I'm watching a horrible footage. There was a huge chicken farm that got wiped out in this tornado. And they said in one of the tornadoes, I think it was Alabama, and they said you can probably watch for chicken prices to go up. That tornado killed 5 million chickens.
5 million?
5 million.
Oh. Holy cow.
Can you imagine the feathers flying when that thing hit?
Or the cleanup.
I know that there was much to clean up. Tornado hits 5 million chickens. You just kind of feathers fly, and then I guess cleaning the feathers up. That was pretty wild. And then one last thing. The nudist business is hurting as boomers get older. I know, it's sad. But as boomers get older, apparently a lot of the nudist people are giving up the nudist life because they're older, and I guess they don't think they look good.
Sagging.
Yeah. And nudist colonies, if you want to call them that, or nudist camps, whatever the correct terminology is, they're recruiting. They're looking for new members. So if you like going nude, you might want to check into your nearest. There's one in out by Eureka, the 40-acre club.
How do you go about recruiting for a nudist club?
I don't know. I guess you go online and you look for nearest nudist colony or nudist resort, and then you call them, and maybe they have a guest pass one day visitation deal.
Take care.
There's one in Indiana, Roselawn, Indiana, the Ponderosa Sun Club. I know that, and I know there's one in Eureka. Other than that, I can't help you.
Carry a pamphlet just with a naked person. Are you opposed to this?
Well, where would you carry? You'd have to have a string around your neck.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You have no pockets. But,
I can't do it. They'll call me the elephant man when I go to those places.
Yeah, sure they do. But evidently they...
Excuse me, ma'am. Oh, sorry. I mean, sir.
It says the membership in the two big nudist umbrella groups has been flat or declining for years, and they're on a youth recruitment effort. They want people to become interested in reverse strip poker, where as you play, you put clothes on. That's pretty funny. And
maybe that's the problem, too. It's flat and declining. Nobody wants to be around that.
They have reverse strip poker nights. They have nude volleyball tournaments, naked 5K road races, and music festivals like Nudapalooza and Nudestock.
Nudapalooza.
There is one new group. They're called the Young Nudist and Naturalists. Or naturists, I'm sorry, of America. They're having a naked dinner party this month in a loft in New York's financial district to recruit members. Well, good luck to them. They need more nudists.
As much as I like naked women, I just don't think I can.
No, I don't think you're going to see what... You're still envisioning Playboy Mansion.
Right.
That is not what you're going to see.
No.
I hate to tell you. There's...
Passion. It's not in any recipe, but is very evident at PM Barbecue. Owners Paul and Mark first started cooking for family and friends and were told,
"This is great. You ought to do this for a living."
And so PM Barbecue began, and their passion for making the best tasting, freshest barbecue in town was quickly recognized in award after award.
Best Brisket 2011 and Favorite New Restaurant 2011 from the Riverfront Times. Shortlist for Pulled Pork Sandwiches from Sauce Magazine. Tastiest of 2010 from the Post-Dispatch, Go Magazine, and many more.
After traveling the country, tasting regional styles of barbecue, Mark and Paul created spice rubs unique to each of their smoked meats. And the sides at PM Barbecue come from time-tested, simple, tasty, home-style recipes that Paul and Mark's families have served throughout the years. Made with a passion for freshness each day. Open Monday through Saturday. PM Barbecue is located in the Chesterfield Town Center, just south of Long Road and Edison Avenue. PM Barbecue. Great barbecue. Smoked fresh every day. Look at your car. Maybe you'd like a new one, but think it's not worth much as a trade-in. Well, it's worth a lot more than you think at Reno Guthrie Chevrolet in New Baden. In fact, Reno Guthrie Chevrolet needs your car so much, they're prepared to offer top dollar as a trade-in or write you a check for your vehicle, even if you think you owe more on your vehicle than it's worth. Why? Because Reno Guthrie Chevrolet has experienced an unprecedented increase of pre-owned car sales, and their pre-owned inventory is being depleted. This is not a gimmick. Drive by their new and pre-owned lot, and you'll see why. Now through November 21st, they're willing to pay top dollar for your trade, and depending on miles and condition of your car, could possibly give you more than what the clean Black Book appraisal guide says it's worth. And at Reno Guthrie Chevrolet, all new vehicles have the invoice posted on the windshield. Call them at 1-800-338-3548. 1-800-338-3548. Reno Guthrie Chevrolet in New Baden. We make car buying fun and easy.
You ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
Shop Lowe's for incredible Black Friday savings. Take home an 18-volt DeWalt drill for only $99, a savings of $80. You can also buy a 14-gallon shop vac wet dry vac for just $29, a savings of $50. For these and more great Black Friday values, shop Lowe's through Monday. Stores open at 5 a.m. on Friday. Or get a head start by shopping at Lowe's.com Thanksgiving Day with free parcel shipping through Monday. Hurry in. Supplies won't last long. Lowe's. Never stop improving. Offers valid 11/24 through 11/28.
Football is back. And so is Touchdown to Cash at Casino Queen. Every Tuesday through Saturday, correctly pick two games and receive $20 in Royal Free Play valid the following Sunday. Plus, you'll be entered to win $1,000 in Royal Free Play in the weekly drawing on Sundays at 4:30. Touchdown to Cash is back. So get into the game and join the fun all season long at Casino Queen. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction, and I want to thank everyone that has supported us over the last 10 years. With your help, we have grown to become a nationally ranked exterior remodeling company. We currently hold three Angie's List Super Service Awards for roofing, siding, and windows. Qualified remodeler ranks Lane House in the top 500 nationwide at 327, up from 414 last year. For roofing, siding, windows, or gutters, call Lane House Construction, 314-845-2166 or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Experience the Weinstrasse on Missouri's most scenic roadway for an afternoon of fine wine and relaxation at four exceptional family-owned wineries. Visit Sugar Creek and Defiance and Augusta, Montel, and Balducci wineries in Augusta. Sample their award-winning wines and specialty foods with free wine tastings and live entertainment. It's only a short drive from St. Louis and St. Charles County on Highway 94. So, for a weekend getaway or a weekend outing, make plans to travel to the Missouri Weinstrasse soon.
Save $25 on any oil change, tire rotation, and wiper blades. Plus, save up to $20 on your second oil change when you upgrade to Pennzoil Synthetic Motor Oil at participating Jiffy Lube stores only. Kohl's opens at midnight Thursday with over 500 early bird specials. Get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. No limits? See store for details. Kohl's. Expect great things.
It's Nissan's most wonderful sale of the year.